The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the November Ministry of the Month is A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie.
He's the pastor of Harvest Church in Southern California, hosting Harvest Crusades around the country, and his life story dramatized in the popular film Jesus Revolution. Hear his radio program A New Beginning 2 times each weekday on KCIS at 12:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m.
And the weekend edition Sunday mornings at 9:30.
Recently, Greg was talking about how the Christmas story actually goes all the way back to the book of Genesis.
That reminds me a little bit of the Christmas story. You know, we hear it so often, it can almost sound a little bit like a fairy tale. But of course, it's a true story. It's marked specifically in time and the way it's presented to us in the Gospel of Luke and the Gospel of Matthew. But really, it has all the elements of fairy tale stories we've loved from our childhood. We have singing angels, a shining star, mysterious wise men, and the miraculous birth of the Savior. But the real story of Christmas goes way, way back, before Bethlehem, before Mary and Joseph, before shepherds and wise men, before Caesar Augustus and Herod the Great and the innkeeper. In fact, the first mention of Christmas was B.C. Now, as you know, B.C. stands for before Christ. You say, how's that possible that it's B.C.? Because the story of redemption goes way back to a garden, and it starts with a tree. You might say it's the first Christmas tree. It wasn't decorated with bright lights or ornaments like our Christmas trees today. It was a mysterious tree, and Adam and Eve were strictly forbidden to go even near it. It was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So scene one, God says, enjoy the garden, enjoy everything in the garden, but stay away from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Scene two, Adam and Eve standing by the tree. Why? Why? Because we're always drawn to the thing that we're not supposed to go to. And there at the tree, they met Satan coming to them in the form of a serpent or a snake. And he says, go ahead and eat of this fruit, and the day you eat thereof, you'll be like a god, knowing good and evil. They needed no further proof. Genesis 3:6 says, the woman was convinced the fruit looked so good and delicious, and it would make her wise, so she ate of the fruit and gave it to her husband. He ate it too. Wow. As soon as they took that bite, they regretted it. And they did not become as gods as the devil promised, because he's a liar. They became as fools. And worst of all, they lost their fellowship with God. I mean, think about this. Every day in the Garden of Eden, God showed up as the sun was setting. And he and Adam would take a little walk in the garden together. And Adam would tell the Lord all the beautiful things that he had discovered. But on this particular day, after Adam and Eve had eaten of the forbidden fruit, the Lord came, but Adam wasn't waiting for him as usual. He was hiding. And the Lord calls out to Adam, Adam, where are you? And Adam responds, we heard your voice and we were naked and ashamed, so we hid ourselves. The Lord said, who told you that you had sinned? So here's the point. Why did God ask that question? Did he ask it because he was oblivious to the whereabouts of Adam and Eve? No. He asked it because he wanted them to confess their sin. It's like when I used to play hide and seek with my grandchildren when they were really little. They would hide behind the curtain, but I could see their feet. But I would act like I didn't see them, and then I would discover them, and they'd say, let's do it again, Papa, and they would go back to the same place again. They hadn't learned the art of deception yet, right? That's us hiding from God. That's us running from God. Where are you, Adam? The Lord wants Adam to come clean. But instead of coming clean, Adam offers the first excuse in human history, and he says, it's the woman you gave me.
And the November Ministry of the Month is A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie.
Hear it Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m.
And the weekend edition Sunday mornings at 9:30
on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.